Lesson 153. Stiff, work, paste, refusal. The word stiff means not easily bent, like a stiff piece of wire, or a stiff neck from reading too long. Or it can mean not easily worked, like a stiff paste. We can also use the word figuratively. For example, the man had a stiff manner. What does the word stiff mean, and give me some examples?
The word stiff means not easily bent. For example, a stiff arm, a stiff piece of card, a stiff refusal.
Astonish. What do people say and do when they are astonished?
When people are astonished, they open their eyes, and perhaps their mouths wide, raise their hands and say something like, "Good heavens."
Bound. Out of bounds. Boundary. Is Spain bounded on all sides by the sea? What does it mean when we see a sign saying out of bounds?
When we see a sign saying out of bounds, it means it is forbidden to go beyond that point.
How does one generally mark the boundary of one's property?
One generally marks the boundary of one's property with a boundary wall, fence, hedge, etc.
B. Sting, stung, stung. Sensation. Slap. Iodine. What's a bee likely to do if it lands on you whilst you're sunbathing and you disturb it?
If a bee lands on you whilst you're sunbathing and you disturb it, it's likely to sting you.
From what else do we get a stinging sensation?
We get a stinging sensation when someone slaps our face or when we cut ourselves and have to put some iodine on the cut to clean it.
Curl. What do we call a piece of hair that forms the shape of a ring?
We call a piece of hair that forms the shape of a ring a curl.
Can smoke curl upwards when there's a strong wind?
No, smoke can't curl upwards when there's a strong wind.
Why not?
Because the wind straightens the smoke out and sends it flying across the sky.
Store, variety, tinned food. A store is a shop which sells a great variety of goods. It can either be a very large shop in the city, which sells food, clothes, furniture, and almost anything you can think of, or it can be a shop in a village, which sells all sorts of articles that the people in the village might need, that is, anything from eggs to shoes. The word store is often used in the plural. The verb to store means to collect and keep for future use, whilst the noun store means a collection of something or other for future use. Do you keep a store of tinned food at home? Attempt. Mountaineer. Was Mount Everest conquered at the first attempt?
No, Mount Everest was not conquered at the first attempt. But many teams of mountaineers had attempted to climb it for many years before it was finally conquered.
Bow. Bow, bow tie, rainbow. The noun bow and the verb bow are different in pronunciation. A bow we use for firing arrows and to describe anything which is bow-shaped, such as a bow tie or a rainbow, whilst the word bow means to bend the body into the shape of a bow, for example, when one bows before the king. Stove. Run on. A stove can either be used for heating or for cooking, and can run on gas, electricity, or wood, etc. Current. The word current, apart from meaning the current of a river or of the sea, is also used with the meaning of current events and current opinions, etc. Stretch. The basic meaning of the word stretch is extend. What am I doing?
You're stretching yourself.
What am I doing?
You're stretching out your hand to take something.
What am I trying to do?
You're trying to stretch your tie.
How far does the road outside this building stretch? Awkward. Cupboard. Embarrass. The basic meaning of the word awkward is difficult or having little skill. Why are some people awkward in their movements?
The reasons some people are awkward in their movements could be many and various. Perhaps they are suffering from an illness, or perhaps as a child they played very little sport or the usual games that children play, and so never developed an easy movement of the body.
What's the most awkward thing you have at home? That is, the most difficult thing to use, like a cupboard that won't open properly. What has been the most awkward moment of your life? That is, the most embarrassing moment. Well, what do we call a hole in the ground from which we get water?
We call a hole in the ground from which we get water a well.
Decrease. What's the opposite of the word increase?
The opposite of the word increase is decrease.
Fan. What am I doing?
You're fanning yourself with your book.
Are you a fan of any football club or film star, etc.? Goat, rocky, hillside. Tell me something about goats.
Goats have two horns, a beard, give milk, often live on mountains or rocky hillsides, etc.
Pinch. What am I doing?
You're pinching your cheek.
Why did women in the old days sometimes pinch their cheeks?
Women in the old days sometimes pinched their cheeks in order to bring some colour to their faces.
Propose. To propose means to suggest or to intend. For example, this is the plan I propose, or next year they propose to go to Ireland for their holiday.